And now some real talk with your friends at Illinois Field and Bean Radio, brought to you by the Illinois Soybean Association Checkoff and Membership Programs. Startups are nothing new to Sean Arians, graduate of Illinois State, fourth-generation farmer on the Centennial Farm in northwest Illinois. He has been with some of the best-known ag startups, in fact, over the last couple of decades. Some started on a farm, some were started by former Google employees. He knows certainly what it takes to start an idea and put it into reality as well. He is today the Regional Business Director for Advanced Agrilytics. First of all, Sean, what is Advanced Agrilytics and, you know, what attracted you to it?
Advanced Agrilytics is really a company that focuses on the agronomic services. We know that the ag tech and agriculture industry has had a challenge with taking all of this data, the mountains of data that farmers have accumulated over the years, and how do we put that into action? And Advanced Agrilytics focuses on taking that data that's been accumulated, combine it with the agronomic know-how of our team, and really match that with our algorithms to provide recommendations based on the individual environments that we see across our farms, and making sure that we take a different look at precision agriculture. And as you ask what brought me here, I've been involved in a lot of startups or scale-ups, if you will, throughout my career, and there's always been this promise of, well, we can help you make better decisions on your farm. And what I found through a lot of those is it's good in theory, but really hard to do in practice. And what we do with hiring a team of precision agronomists that are local experts that work directly with our customers really help alleviate some of those challenges, frankly, that have been the hurdles for us to take the data, realize what happens in reality, and then develop a plan to implement it. So that's what attracted me, is the ability to see it from start to finish and actually make a difference at the farm gate.
How long has it been around? What kind of growth have you found in Illinois? And I imagine there's work to manage that growth as well.
The company was founded in 2013 by three gentlemen who had a passion for seeing what was possible, but you know, their backgrounds, as we talked just before the interview here, DeLoss, one of them has been a longtime agronomist, really great at practicing, putting the science into practice. One of our co-founders, John Fridgen, is an Illinois native here by way of his career, if you will. He grew up on a farm, worked for NASA for a number of years in their spatial program. And then Kest is one of our other co-founders, spent some time after his PhD working in a soil lab, and then decided after a short stint with Monsanto to really take his own approach and the spatial variability approach. So we started in 2013. In 2019, then, we had the opportunity to grow more in Illinois. And we've hired a team of, today we have 10 precision agronomists and 2 lead agronomists. Our lead agronomists are A.J. Woodyard and Jeremy Hogan. They've been in the industry pretty well known across the state. So those folks are really our technical experts in the field, and we've seen a lot of fantastic growth. A lot of that I would attribute to, We all have different stresses and decision points that we have to make, and the ability to have an unbiased third-party approach to help us understand what's the maybe cause and effect of those decisions or what are the potential outcomes has really been a benefit to the customers who have already come on board and who have been with us since 2013, who have seen that that stability increase in their operations.
So with your own agronomist, that means you're doing your own research?
We do have our own research branch. That side of the business is called Ag Ingenuity Partners, and that's really focused on this in-depth research by spatial environment. And what we do there is we will work with equipment brands, industry brands, seed brands, you name the input. And we know that most of those inputs have a response that is different by environment. So Ag Ingenuity Partners works on field scale research to really drive where does that product response come from. And then as we look at prescriptive agriculture and really that promise of precision agriculture that we talk about a lot, that's really where Ag Ingenuity comes into play, because once we understand the spatial efficacy of where does that input really see the best return, then we can develop a prescription for it. And with the technology on equipment today, that's becoming more ubiquitous, that we can actually execute those prescriptions for what's specific to that environment. And, of course, then we know the environmental impacts of that are also better because we're managing more as we think about the 4 R's of nutrient stewardship and nutrient management. That just all plays in and really forms a nice puzzle as we put this all together.
All right, good stuff. Well, hey, it's been a while. Good to talk to you again. Thank you so much, and certainly continued success.
Thank you so much, Dolph.
Sean Arians in recent years has been a keynote speaker for Illinois Soybean Summit. Illinois Field and Bean is your best source for engaging stories that convey what's happening in the Illinois soybean industry. For more news from the field, visit us at ilsoy.org. That's ilsoy.org.